Bitcoin just crossed $90,000 again. That familiar rush of excitement is back. You see those big green headlines, you feel that momentum, and the thought is immediate. We are finally back on track.
It's an intoxicating feeling for sure. It really is. But when we look closely at the underlying charts and the structural rules that actually dictate sustained market momentum, this current strength might be significantly more fragile than it seems at first glance. We have to look beneath the surface optimism.
We're diving deep into the data today, combining technical analysis with the big picture. We want to understand precisely why market history suggests a very serious retest of those lower levels we saw recently is not only possible, but actually quite probable.
And we're focusing on the biggest wild card. We're going to analyze how just one single measured sentence delivered by a Federal Reserve official can still manage to swing the entire multi-trillion dollar crypto market, overriding almost every piece of independent technical analysis you can imagine.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We've got a fantastic stack of technical and macro sources today. We are merging detailed chart analysis with high-level economic indicators, the things that, you know, truly move global capital.
We are pulling apart the recent Bitcoin movement, specifically looking at that run past $90,000 to determine what's truly happening. Is this a committed structural breakout, or is it merely a well-placed temporary maneuver within a larger ongoing corrective cycle? That is our mission today.
Our plan is structured to build a clear picture. First, we'll tackle the technical vulnerability. We'll analyze the critical chart patterns, focusing on why this $90,000 range is acting as massive, serious resistance rather than being the clear launch pad many hope it is.
Second, we pivot to capital flow. We examine the crucial role of a powerful, forward-looking metric, Bitcoin dominance. This indicator often signals capital rotation about a month ahead of price, giving us an invaluable clue about market readiness and conviction.
Finally, we zero in on the macro puppet master. We reveal the economic driver that has literally become the single most important metric for crypto right now, the market's expectation of Fed rate cuts. We'll show you how it's dictating Bitcoin's price with terrifying precision. Okay, let's start with the things that are undeniably good. We have to acknowledge the positive metrics because they are why people feel so bullish right now. BTC is trading above $90,000, and the total crypto market capitalization, which is a fantastic indicator of overall, you know, systemic health, now comfortably exceeds $3 trillion.
Those are solid headline-grabbing numbers. They make for great screenshots, no doubt about it. But here is the crucial caveat that our sources hammer home. Despite those big, inspiring numbers, the underlying market structure, when we zoom way in on the specific chart behaviors, shows definite fragility. The positive optics are currently masking significant technical vulnerability.
So this is where we need to move from the feeling of optimism to the geometry of the chart. What is the fundamental structural problem with Bitcoin's current hold in the $90,000 zone?
The problem originates from a highly significant event that occurred roughly 2 weeks ago. It was a major breakdown in historical market structure. We have to look closely at the long-term trend line that defined the previous macro bull cycle.
Okay, let's unpack this trend line's significance a little more. It wasn't just some arbitrary line drawn between two random points, was it?
Absolutely not, no. This was a historical structure, often called the macro support line. And in its previous iteration, it had never been broken decisively. It had served as the ultimate line of defense for the macro bullish structure dating back through multiple cycles. So when Bitcoin decisively broke below it 2 weeks ago, that was a major technical failure. It signaled a shift in momentum that just cannot be ignored.
Yeah, it wasn't just a brief scare, right? I remember the charts. It felt like it stayed down there for a while.
Precisely. The price didn't just wick down below the line and instantly snap back, which is, you know, typical of a strong support test. It stayed below that critical structure for multiple consecutive days. And that confirmed the break. It signaled a concrete shift away from previous bullish norms. Momentum was definitely lost.
So if that long-term line was previously our robust floor, our foundation, and we've now crashed through it decisively, What happens now? What happens now that we're attempting to climb back up toward it?
Well, now BTC is moving with energy. It's trying to reclaim lost ground. I mean, you can see it, but it is pressing directly into the underside of that broken trend line structure. This is the literal definition of resistance. The floor we failed to hold has now become a rigid ceiling.
It's the classic technical reversal of roles. It's sort of like testing the structural integrity of a new ceiling. You don't just walk up there and assume it's going to be a strong floor again without a massive, sustained effort to retake it.
That analogy works perfectly.
Yeah.
And this leads to a fundamental concept rooted deeply in all market history. When a major long-term support line is decisively broken, the first immediate attempt to reverse that breach and reclaim the support, almost always historically speaking, fails. This attempt into the $90,000 range is defining the current resistance test. It's a challenge of that new ceiling.
And this resistance, it directly sets us up for the second technical problem you identified, the mandatory retest pattern. Markets are rarely efficient enough to move straight up after establishing a significant low. They need some kind of confirmation.
They absolutely demand confirmation. Markets have a structural need for, let's call it, symmetry and validation. They have to retest their initial support levels. This phase is necessary to shake out weak hands, to liquidate all that overly optimistic leverage, and to definitively prove that the established low is truly robust before capital commits to a larger directional move.
We saw this play out recently, which makes the current setup feels so frustratingly familiar for people hoping for immediate, you know, upward velocity. Let's recall the March-April pullback precedent. What was the exact sequence of events there?
Yeah, that's a perfect example. We saw Bitcoin bottom out, creating the necessary relieving bounce, which felt like the start of a real recovery. But that initial bounce was then followed by a crucial, slow, kind of painful phase where the price successfully, and this is the key part, it successfully retested the exact lows established earlier. Only after that successful confirmed retest did the market achieve serious, sustained higher movement. It had to prove its foundation first.
And the current market structure looks, well, identical to that script. It's following the same required choreography. We're currently seeing the mini pump, which seems perfectly designed to hit that broken trend line resistance between, what, 91 and 94,000?
Exactly. But this mini pump is widely expected to be followed by a necessary retest of the recent lower levels. This has to happen before any serious confirmed reversal or sustained structural upward momentum can be established. We just lack a confirmed reversal signal right now that would truly shake off the corrective phase we've been in for the past few weeks.
Okay, so let's get specific for a moment. For the learner watching their charts at home, what is the crucial resistance zone to watch for signs of rejection? And why is that zone specifically the one to watch?
The immediate critical zone to watch is tightly defined, $91,000 to $94,000. This range is significant for multiple overlapping reasons. First, as we said, it's the underside of that broken historical trend line. Second, $94,000 in particular often aligns with previous areas of heavy consolidation or high volume trading points, making it a psychological and technical ceiling.
So it's not just one line on a chart, it's a high density area of previous market memory, like a wall.
Correct. It's a confluence of resistance. So the price action here, how volume, how momentum, how the daily candles react to this ceiling, that will dictate the immediate future of this bounce. A sharp rejection here exponentially increases the likelihood of the mandatory retest back down to those recent lows.
You know, it takes enormous discipline to remain patient during these periods. When the headlines are screaming excitement and your peers are talking about 110K, it is so easy to get swept up in the immediate green candles. I have to admit, I still wrestle with emotional slippage myself sometimes when that rush of optimism hits. It takes real discipline to look past the instant gratification and focus on the cold, hard structural requirements.
That distinction relying on structure over impulse is often the core difference between successful long-term capital management and just chasing volatility. The market is, well, it's fundamentally designed to reward patient observation.
Before we summarize, I want to challenge this concept of the inevitable retest. If the current market is being rapidly flooded by new institutional capital, perhaps through recently approved ETFs or similar vehicles, couldn't this new influx of structural money fundamentally change the game? Couldn't that massive new demand just override this historical retest requirement we saw back in March?
That's a critical challenge, and it's a really valid consideration. New inflows certainly provide a massive demand sink. However, the technical necessity of the retest often precedes the commitment of that new capital. Institutional capital is smart money. They wait for confirmed support before taking their largest positions. If the structure breaks down, like the move from 110K down to 80K showed, they use those dips as opportunities. So while new demand is structurally bullish long term, it doesn't negate the short term need for the market to prove its foundation. The smart money wants the retest to happen to get a better entry.
Ah, so that reframes the retest. It's not a catastrophe, but the necessary final step before institutional capital truly commits.
Exactly. It's the market settling the foundation before the next skyscraper gets built.
Okay, let's pull all this technical data together then. Based on the broken long-term trend line and the historical need for market confirmation, what is the final verdict on the $90,000 move?
The movement we are seeing near 90K is definitively categorized as a bounces, a technical reaction designed to test resistance. It is not a confirmed breakout that suggests macro momentum has returned.
And what's the expectation from here?
The expectation is that BTC will spend time consolidating and, frankly, struggling in the $90,000 to $95,000 range, failing to shift the bigger market structure until that necessary retest of the recent lows occurs. We need that final confirmation of foundational support.
Considering the weight of history and the critical resistance zone between 91 and 94K, how certain are we that this resistance will successfully reject this initial upward move?
Chart history suggests retests are highly probable before actual upward commitment. So we have the technical picture telling us we're dealing with major resistance and a highly probable retest. Now we introduce the second key variable, Bitcoin dominance. This acts as a crucial forward-looking metric that either confirms or, well, definitively denies the strength of the current price movement.
Dominance is one of those metrics that casual observers can sometimes overlook. For those less familiar, can you quickly and clearly define BTC dominance and explain why it holds so much weight in confirming market health?
Of course, yeah. Implicitly, BTC dominance is simply the percentage of the entire cryptocurrency market capitalization that is attributed specifically to Bitcoin. If the total market is, say, $3 trillion and Bitcoin holds $1.5 trillion of that, its dominance is 50%. Simple as that.
But why is this percentage so much more important than the price itself? What's the secret sauce here?
It's all about timing and capital rotation dynamics. This metric provides a crucial timeline advantage. Historically, BTC dominance typically moves about one full month ahead of Bitcoin's actual price movement. It's essentially a crystal ball for capital intent, whereas the immediate price is a lagging indicator of momentum that's already in play.
That time lag is invaluable. It serves as the primary gauge for structural health. It tells us where the smart money is putting its conviction, not just its short-term trades.
Exactly. A rising dominance is the first necessary structural signal that the overall market is genuinely gearing up for a sustained macro climb. It signals capital is rotating into Bitcoin first, treating it as the safest, most liquid gateway asset before capital dares to rotate back out into the smaller, more volatile altcoin market. This concentration is the prerequisite for macro institutional confidence.
This sounds like a structural requirement we can actually quantify. What is the historical threshold that we need to see for a true confirmed commitment to a major upward movement?
This is where we get specific. Historically, the threshold for a real trend continuation or a major decisive upward structural shift is consistently around 60% dominance. When Bitcoin dominates 60% or more of the market cap, it proves that it has consolidated enough capital and is ready to lead the charge, lifting the whole ship.
And what is the current state of dominance? Is the market showing that 50% conviction yet? Or is capital still, you know, decentralized and spread out?
The market has not yet reached this required level. If the dominance metric were already strong, sitting above 60%, we would treat this $90,000 bounce with much greater conviction. But because this crucial leading indicator is absent, it powerfully reinforces the caution we found in our technical segment.
So the price movement is inherently suspicious and prone to volatility because the primary leading indicator, the one signaling real capital commitment, is not yet flashing green.
Precisely. If dominance hasn't hit that 60% threshold, it tells us that global crypto capital is still too fragmented. It suggests that the recent 90K surge might be driven more by short-term trading behaviors, perhaps leveraged shorts getting liquidated, rather than long-term structurally committed capital buying the market leaders.
This lack of a dominance reset confirms that the current action is still a short-term bounce within a broader, unconfirmed structure. It tells us that the foundational confidence required for a serious, sustained breakout is currently missing.
And this provides the crucial why behind the market's current sluggishness and inability to punch through major resistance. Without Bitcoin establishing dominance and consolidating capital, the whole market remains too fragmented and lacks the internal, centralized energy required for a major, decisive leg up.
Let's delve deeper into the implication of a $3 trillion market cap with low dominance. That tells us that a massive chunk of that value is sitting in smaller, more speculative assets, altcoins.
That's a key point, yeah. When dominance is low, it reflects a heavy risk-on trading environment. Altcoins are often experiencing outsized gains, which creates a lot of excitement. However, these altcoin moves are typically less resilient to macro shocks. For a sustained generational bull run, you almost always need Bitcoin to solidify its position first. It's the essential gravity well that pulls the entire ecosystem up. Without that 60% gravity well, everything remains highly susceptible to sudden, sharp corrections, which brings us right back to the retest probability.
Okay, we have to look at the historical precedent here. Were there times when Bitcoin went on a major run without first hitting that 60% dominance threshold?
Very rarely, and if it did, those runs were often very quickly corrected. The 60% level is important because it usually signifies the point where institutional investors, who are bound by stricter liquidity mandates, move capital out of cash or traditional assets and into Bitcoin as the primary hedge or store of value. Once Bitcoin is leading that charge, then the rotation back into altcoins begins as the secondary higher risk phase.
So if you see the price moving up aggressively, but dominance is stuck at, say, 52%, your technical radar should be blaring.
Absolutely. It means the price move is built on a shallow foundation of decentralized speculation, not the deep commitment of institutional capital that would push dominance higher. It confirms the move is likely unsustainable without a macro catalyst, which, of course, brings us to our third segment.
If dominance is the definitive leading sign of market health, what does its current level suggest about the market's readiness for a major breakout above the $95,000 ceiling?
The market isn't ready for a big breakout because dominance hasn't reached its historical threshold.
We've established that technical resistance is strong and the leading indicator dominance is missing. Now we introduce the element that explains why the charts are behaving with such violent, choppy chaos. The macro view is that Bitcoin is now moving almost perfectly, almost mathematically, in sync with U.S. Federal Reserve rate cut expectations.
This relationship is no longer a correlation. It's practically a synchronization. It's really uncanny. It aligns with and fundamentally confirms the volatility and short-term nature of the chart patterns we analyzed in segment one. It removes the mystery from the sudden, sharp, vertical moves we've seen recently.
Let's look at the actual data illustrating this synchronization, specifically the volatility in rate expectations. We have sources citing prediction market data, like Polymarket, which tracks the probability of these large economic events occurring. The volatility in those expectations has just been astonishing.
The swings have been truly dramatic in just a few weeks. Think about the sheer scale of this. In late October, market confidence in rapid easing was extremely high, with rate cut odds sitting near 90%. That suggests a very high risk appetite.
But then, very quickly, sentiment just completely reversed course.
It collapsed. Subsequently, those odds dropped sharply, plummeting below 22%. That represents a massive psychological shock to the market's expectation of easy, cheap money. And then, just as rapidly, they surged back up near 87% recently. This profound chaos in macro expectations translates instantly and directly to chaos and whiplash in crypto pricing.
The explicit cause and effect is what makes this so compelling. We can trace major Bitcoin inflection points directly back to highly specific Federal Reserve statements, proving this market is currently tethered to DC.
We have two perfect, powerful examples from the source material over the past month that demonstrate the $30,000 consequences of this linkage.
First, the $30,000 drop. About a month ago, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell made a statement that immediately shattered market composure. He said, and this is the quote that mattered, "A rate cut is not a foregone conclusion, far from it." That single measured phrase immediately wiped out the market's entrenched expectation of imminent easing.
The market reaction was instantaneous and decisive. Both Bitcoin and the broader S&P 500, the risk assets, dropped hard. The specific BTC crash detail is telling. Bitcoin slid hard from a recent high of $110,000 down to $80,000. That massive $30,000 breakdown was fully visible in the weak chart patterns we looked at earlier. The technical weakness was tested by the macro stress, and it failed immediately.
A single line of text from the chairman, a statement of cautious policy, caused a $30,000 move in the world's leading decentralized asset. The magnitude of that centralized control is truly incredible.
It highlights two things: the sheer size of the speculative capital involved in crypto and how highly leveraged the entire market remains, particularly when reacting to the prospects of future global liquidity. Speculative assets thrive on cheap money.
But then the pendulum swung just as violently the other way, confirming the relationship. We saw the pump when Fed President John Williams countered that previous hawkishness.
Yes, Williams was much more dovish. He said he sees room to cut rates again in the near term. That was the necessary permission slip the risk market was desperately waiting for. That single optimistic comment sent rate cut odds soaring almost instantly back up toward 90%, and Bitcoin's reaction was immediate. It ripped back toward 90K.
It is a terrifyingly perfect mirror. It removes all doubt about what is driving the short-term volatility. It's the Fed.
The conclusion is just undeniable. Rate cut odds have become the single most critical, high-impact macro metric determining market direction in crypto right now.
So the rule for the listener trying to navigate these volatile waters is, well, frighteningly simple.
The rule is stark and direct. If rate cut odds rise, indicating cheaper capital is coming, crypto breathes a sigh of relief and rallies. If those odds drop, indicating tight money will continue, crypto dumps violently. This immediate, visible, and quantitative relationship is precisely what is creating the volatile range we analyzed back in segment one.
This is where the moment of wonder hits me. Whoa. Imagine the sheer scale of global capital flowing and shifting its positioning. Trillions of dollars, based on just a few measured Fed statements delivered in front of a small audience of policymakers. It's a mind-boggling amount of leverage pointed directly at one very small, centralized source of information.
It is the ultimate paradox. A decentralized asset's fate being dictated by centralized monetary policy. That immense volatility we discussed in the rate cut odds is what creates the extreme peaks and valleys in Bitcoin's charts, reinforcing the analysis that the market structure remains fundamentally reactive, not robustly bullish on its own merits.
And this critical dependence on the macro news cycle brings us directly to the next major catalyst on the immediate horizon. The next structural checkpoint.
That is the highly anticipated FOMC meeting, which is coming up in just about 13 days, depending on when our listener catches this. This is not a routine event. It is a moment of massive potential directional volatility.
The implication for the listener is clear. There is still significant room for another sharp, instantaneous move in either direction based entirely on the evolving sentiment and the specific, carefully chosen language used in the FOMC statement or the accompanying press conference.
This creates a dangerous landscape. If the commentary turns hawkish again, or if key economic data forces rate cut odds to fall again dramatically, Bitcoin could easily retrace its entire recent $10,000 surge, sliding back toward those 80K structural lows. Why? Because the overall market structure remains fundamentally reactive. It's waiting for external permission to move higher, not driving its own adoption narrative.
Given the Fed's proven, direct, and instant influence on $30,000 price swings, how much control does Bitcoin currently have over its own narrative based purely on technological adoption or organic network growth?
Bitcoin's price movement is now fundamentally dictated by shifting rate cut expectations.
We've navigated three crucial and interwoven threads in this comprehensive deep dive: the serious chart resistance, the missing dominance conviction, and the severe macro dependency on the Federal Reserve. It's time to synthesize these elements into clear takeaways for you, the learner.
Right. The technical picture is one of caution. It shows us major resistance between $91,000 and $94,000 and a historical necessity for the market to complete a retest back down to confirm its recent support structure. The price move past 90K, while visually exciting, fits the classic pattern of a temporary rally designed purely to test that resistance before a necessary structural low retest occurs.
The main takeaway for you should be clarity over emotion. The technical resistance is robust, and the primary leading indicator dominance below the critical 60% threshold is conspicuously absent. This proves that the market lacks true internal conviction.
And this structural caution is profoundly amplified by the primary macro mechanism. The entire crypto structure is currently highly reactive and sensitive to external macro signals, particularly the wild, instant volatility in those Fed rate cut odds.
What this means practically is that the market is being overwhelmingly driven by external sentiment and perceived future liquidity prospects, the cheapness of capital, not by strong, confirmed internal bullish momentum or decisive organic adoption growth. It's a market tethered almost obediently to the centralized decisions being made in DC.
It is, as we noted, a fascinating and terrifying dynamic. Decentralized assets reacting instantly to centralized policy decisions, demonstrating that liquidity currently matters more than decentralization.
So let's leave you with one final provocative thought that builds on this critical relationship. If Bitcoin's price is currently perfectly mirroring volatile rate cut expectations, and we know how quickly those expectations shift, what will happen the moment the market decides the Fed's words are no longer credible, regardless of what the charts are doing? What happens when the puppet strings of macro influence suddenly snap?
A market structure that suddenly ignores the macro signals it has become addicted to, that would be a complete structural decoupling scenario, unlike anything we've witnessed in years.
That is the ultimate test of Bitcoin's true intrinsic value that we must be prepared for. Something worth mulling over until the next piece of data hits the wire. Thank you for joining us on this essential deep dive into the technical resistance and the overpowering macro drivers behind Bitcoin's current price action.
We encourage you to reflect specifically on that relationship we identified today. Watch closely how the current Bitcoin dominance aligns with the next major shifts in rate cut odds after the FOMC meeting. That correlation will tell you everything you need to know about the market's true readiness.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.